Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants what is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and stay awake in prayer with thanksgiving, praying also for us, so God would open to us a way to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, so that I will make it clear as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, so you'll know how you ought to answer every man. All my condition shall Tychicus tell you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, so he'll know your situation and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they'll make known to you everything that's happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, concerning whom you received commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. Only these are my fellow workers in the kingdom of God, who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, so that you'll stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I testify about him that he has a great zeal for you and for those who are in Laodicea and those who are in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved doctor, and Demas greet you. Greet the brothers who are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church that is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry that you've received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The greeting by the hand of me, Paul, remember my shackles. Grace be with you. Amen.